With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Susan Sontag has a hit on her hands. Her novel, The Volcano Lover, jumped to the bestseller list by PubDate.
The subject, I guess, if there is a subject, is passion. And the passion for art, the passion for collecting, the passion for glory.
The Volcano Lover focuses on a real-life 18th century aristocrat, Sir William Hamilton, who becomes ambassador to the Kingdom of the Two Sicilies in 1764.
He thought he'd move on to other and more interesting posts, but it was the only post he ever had. And he was there for 37 years.
Then Hamilton's wife dies.
And into Hamilton's life came a very famous woman who was the great beauty of the age. Already famous, though she was only 21 years old, and Hamilton was at that time 56.
She was the legendary Emma Hamilton.
A little later in the story comes the great British admiral chasing Napoleon's fleet, Emma Hamilton's second wife, and Nelson fall in love.
The great love triangle among Hamilton, Emma, and Admiral Nelson, culminating in the birth of a child by Emma and Nelson. It's a great story in the backdrop of war and revolution, but the sensibilities are distinctly Susan Sontag's.
The fun of writing a historical novel is to get it right in many important places and to take enormous liberties also, because it is a novel. It's not a work of history.
For example, there's a brutal execution scene that Sontag bases on a current event.
Part of that description of the actual murder of the Duke, which is so gruesome, was taken from a description that I read in the New York Times of some contemporary political butchery going on, in this particular case, in Liberia.
Farrar Straus Giroux published Susan Sontag's The Volcano Lover. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
When I write something, I have to have the title first, so I had the title in my mind, The Volcano Lover.
That's Susan Sontag on her recent novel. In London, Sontag discovered some 18th century prints of a volcano. The prints had been commissioned by Sir William Hamilton and used in a privately published book. Sontag became fascinated by Hamilton.
His great passion besides collecting was the volcano, Vesuvius, which had become very active suddenly after about a century of being more or less dormant.
At the time, Hamilton was the British ambassador to Naples. Sontag was also interested in the psychology of Hamilton as a great art collector.
It's all about taking care of things, rescuing things, saving things, putting them on shelves, guarding them, making sure that nothing happens to them. I mean, it's conservative in the literal sense.
The Volcano Lover recounts the love triangle featuring Hamilton, his wife Emma, and Admiral Nelson. Sontag says she became her characters.
I thought about them morning, noon, and night. I dreamt about them. I lent them characteristics of myself.
Sontag says she's not a collector.
I have thousands and thousands of books, and people say, oh, well, obviously you're a collector, but I'm not a collector because I don't care what edition it is. A rare book doesn't mean more to me than, a well-sewn paperback with acid-free paper. I mean, what matters to me is what's in the book.
Susan Sontag's fans will like what's in her book, The Volcano Lover, published by Farrar Straus Giroux. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Susan Sontag became an intellectual celebrity nearly 30 years ago when she published a famous essay on camp.
It's a great tribute that people are still talking about an essay written almost 30 years ago. I guess it was 1964. There aren't very many essays, if any at all, from that period that people remember or still talk about.
Camp is that which is self-consciously artificial or extravagant.
I would never write that essay now because one does not want to appear to be an accomplice of garbage, and we're just drowning in garbage and drivel.
In another famous essay, Sontag equated pornography with science fiction. Both are fantasy.
As a woman, I cannot but despise and fear pornography, because so much of pornography, of course, is confirming degrading stereotypes of women. Nevertheless, as a staunch civil libertarian, I have to grit my teeth and say no censorship for any grounds whatsoever.
Susan Sontag says she stopped writing essays.
I think I'm a little wiser now, and I prefer to embed my ideas and opinions in fiction. Fiction is a much larger form than essays.
Susan Sontag's recent novel is a historical romance, The Volcano Lover, published by Farrar Straus Giroux.
In fiction, you can really honor the complexity of people's feelings and of a historical situation. You can see how many points of view have validity.
Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.